This goes to Dr. Seth, S-E-T-H, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Margaret Blancher, B like boy, L-A-N-C-H-E-R, date of birth November 15th of 1936. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Blancher with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and proteinuria. Her initial consultation was May 24th of this year. She complains today of a rash with itching, and she's not sure what's causing it, so that's why she requested a telemedicine visit today rather than an in-person visit. She was able to lose 10 pounds over the last 6 months with caloric restriction. And she's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her consultation. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No incontinence. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Lasix is 40 milligram daily, in addition to her other routine medications, which are unchanged. Physical examination. Her weight is 194 pounds, temperature 98.1, pulse 81, and blood pressure is 101 over 62. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done November 10th of 2022. Her hemoglobin is 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Sodium is 144, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 35. Creatinine is 1.25 with estimated GFR of 42. Calcium 9.14, albumin is 4.0. Phosphorus was 4.5. Intact parathyroid hormone is normal at 46. She was unable to give a urine specimen. I told her we could check the urine with her next labs in 3 months. We're just looking for microscopic protein to measure how much protein is in the urine. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, hypertension, and proteinuria. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She will follow a low-salt diet. She'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.